I got you. You know that ain't even about nothing. Say less, bro. I got you.
Sent the call out. It's been answered. Boom. Haitian call. The realest.
Real G's move in silence. We don't advertise the beef, we get it cooked.
Gorillas.
Real hustlers move smart, cause how the fuck you gon' hustle if you book?
Gorillas.
Real niggas stay loyal, keep it tall, never switch up on a team.
Gorillas.
Real men handle business, take care of the family by any means.
Gorillas. How niggas say you living with no reason to die for? I got a wife, I got a fam, I got a crew that I die for. My blood first, money come second, they run the neck and neck. Shit ain't just giving, my nigga, you gotta earn respect. Many nights, hugging the block, tonight a bundle left. Locked up, bailed out, next day I'm back on the steps. Loyalty, feeling like these niggas ain't got nothing left. When Pooh died, I cried so much, I ain't got nothing left. Ain't no love out here, you niggas thug to death. Every day's a gift, I ain't opened my present yet. Yeah, I know it's coming,
yeah.
And I'm due for it. Won't give niggas the joy. Won't go to you for it. Rather die like a man than live like a coward. I promise you, we the realest. Now bring a nigga flowers. Don't wait till I'm dead or down to my last hours. You might get the money back, but never get the power. Boop, nigga.
Real G's move in silence. We don't advertise the beef, we get it cooked.
Gorillas.
Real hustlers move smart, cause how the fuck you gon' hustle if you book?
Gorillas.
Niggas stay loyal, keep it tall, never switch up on a team.
Gorillas.
Real men handle business, take care of the family by any means.
Yo,
I'm like the Benny of my city, Versace shades like I'm Biggie. Rock my own shit like it's Fendi, treat your album like a frisbee. I reciprocate the love. Is he gangster, gentleman, philanthropist, activist, nigga, all of the above. So much fake shit winning, no hate, I'm just stating facts. Put the competition in the torture rack and break they backs. I salute all of the real niggas and they salute me back. I'm from the era of the crack and I still made it out the trap. Frank Matthews on my cover art, niggas like, who was that? No, my cloth way different, we don't glorify no rats. I can look you in your eyes, all you see in mine is pain. Shout out my nigga Pooh, two of the realest in the game. What's understood don't gotta be explained. We've been through the storm, survived them heavy rain. DMD in our vein, we got it on our back. I'm from the era of the crack, and I still made it out the track. The realest, nigga. Real G's move in silence. We don't advertise the beef, we get it cooked.
Gorillas.
Real hustlers move smart, cause how the fuck you gon' hustle if you book?
Gorillas.
Real niggas stay loyal, keep it tall, never switch up on a team.
Gorillas.
Handle business, take care of the family by any means.
Gorillas.
Bro, what's good?
What's good?
You tell me, man. You tell me. Shit, I got people tuning in and shit, you know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all motherfucker, y'all know what time the fuck it is, man. It's motherfucking Thirsty Thursdays with your motherfucking host, Freaky Deke, a.k.a. Snacks! Pull the fuck up, man. I'm not playing with y'all. And don't pull up with no empty-ass motherfucking bottles. Y'all know what time it is. It ain't hump day. We past that. Pull the fuck up, man. I got some shit for y'all asses, man. Real tough, man. I got the goody and the hoodie and the woody and the booty. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what I do. You know what I mean? I bring the new with the old. Bring it in, make it new. You feel what I'm saying? Like, real tough. Real tough, man. I got a motherfucker in this building today, man. Like, now y'all cats don't know. I'm going to bring cats in here that y'all don't know because that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose to get you motherfuckers to know. You dig me? Y'all seen the video, man. The bro got talent, man. It is what it is. The bro got talent, man. Rather you tipsy or not, rather you on your way to being tipsy, you know what I mean? Whatever. You feel what I'm saying, man? Pull the fuck up. Like, comment, share. You dig what I'm saying? Rewind the fucking track. Rewind the whole video if you need to. once the fucking interview is done with and shit, if you need some reassurance or whatever the fuck some of you motherfuckers need, because y'all got that hate in you and shit. But real talk, man, I got the boy Boo from Camden, the motherfucking Joe, man, and shit. I want to say Camden, right? I know you from Jersey, but I want to say Camden, right? If I'm wrong, yeah, please yeah, correct me. Right, you from yeah, Camden? You know,
yeah, from Camden, North Camden,
North Camden.
Yeah, North Camden. Yeah,
pull the fuck up, man. Real tough, man. So, you know, I don't like to over talk or do too much talking and shit, man. The platform is for artists, built by artists for artists and shit, man. Tell the people, you know what I mean, a little bit about yourself, man.
Hey, first and foremost, you know what I'm saying, I want to salute, you know what I'm saying, Freaky for doing what she do and allowing individuals like myself a platform to be able to come on and allow people to know who I am and also allow people to, you know what I'm saying, like be introduced to the music and what I'm trying to give to the people. You know what I'm saying, first and foremost. So that's a salute to you, Freak. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, second, you know what I'm saying, it's a nigga Boo from Cannon. You know what I'm saying, I go Boo from CMD. You know, that's everything on my Instagram and all that, you know. Regular nigga, man, you know, I'm a street nigga first, but I'm a rapper second, I guess. That's what you say. But, first and foremost, though, you know what I'm saying, like,
somewhere,
I'm you know, like, right now, I'm just growing, as a person. I got a project that'll be dropping at the end of the month. It'll be the first project that I dropped in a long time because of certain situations and certain hiatus. I'm doing this music thing now, you know what I'm saying, full-fledged, 100%, and again, that's a shout-out to Freak for believing in me enough to put me on her platform. I really appreciate that. You know, day by day, you know what I'm saying, we all getting better, we all from, and if anybody familiar with Camden, and you familiar with the era that I came from, then I came from the bottom. So, you know, now it's like, it's time to raise up, you know what I'm saying, and show niggas a little bit that it's more ways to get out of the bottom and get to the top, you know?
Facts indeed, bro. That's definitely agreed. Definitely indeed. Oh, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That do say make it juice say like a motherfucker. Ain't that shit had you feeling right and rated. Ooh, not fight. I ain't talking about no fighting shit, but that shit had you right. Definitely had you right, man. Straight positive vibes and shit, man. That's what I'm about and shit. And that's what I feel from you, bro, man. I definitely appreciate you as well. For blessing the platform for this evening and shit, man. I definitely appreciate you and shit, bro. Real talk, man. Real talk and shit. Yeah. I mean, as far as your music, I'm gonna jump right into the, you know, the interview and all that and shit. So as far as your music and shit, you know what I mean? How would you describe your style of music?
My style of music, and this is one of the hardest things. And me and you had spoke about this prior to us doing the interview. So I did music for a big part of my life. And a big part of that life, I was into the street shit real heavy. So everything that I dictated or everything that I put into that music was the shit that I was living every day of my life. You know what I'm saying? So if you hear me put a song out about me ducking and dodging and running from bullets and all that shit, like, that was a real part of my life. And then when you make the transition, because now that I'm a little older and smarter, you know, now I'm making that transition, so it was hard for me to write music. I'm like, damn, how am I going to write music if I'm not living this shit? So I had to go through some shit within myself, and then I came to the point of like, nigga, you did all this shit, so why you can't talk about it? And at the same time, when you talk about some shit that you did, you can also bring people to a situation and show you how you got out of that shit that did, and you still stayed 100 to yourself and to your city, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it right now, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel comfortable being on this platform. That's why I feel comfortable being on this interview with you, and that's why I feel comfortable putting out this music now.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate you expressing you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, man. It's been a long road to, you know what I'm saying, just to even, and people might look at it like, man, you know, it's not that big of a situation, but it's been a long road for me to even get to the point that I'm at now as a man, you know?
Well, you know, can't nobody tell you about, you know, we all got our own calling, you know what I'm saying? And regardless of how street or how hood we can DRM or whatever the case may be. You know, I mean, we all got our purpose, you know what I'm saying? So, man, who gives a fuck about what a motherfucker think is my point, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't that true?
Yo, who gives a fuck what a motherfucker think? You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it pushing. So I aspire anybody that come in my path to just keep it pushing. I feel as though like you came into my path because I'm supposed to be that motherfucker that tell you to say fuck them. Man, keep it pushing. Fuck them motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Motherfucker, right about that. Fuck the motherfuckers, you
heard? Who? Them?
Fuck them niggas.
You gotta look at the quality type motherfuckers that's hating on you first and foremost. Fuck the most. And then you gotta, you're not meeting up or they not, if they not at least even meeting up to where you at or, you know, extent, yeah, I mean, come on, get the fuck out of here. What are we talking about?
Yeah, you know that's like, you know, like, what's the point of being around niggas that's doing the same shit that you doing every day? You ain't gonna elevate.
Nah. If they not elevating, of course you're not.
You ain't gonna elevate.
No, fuck no, you're not. And that's what it's about. So a lot of us fail in life. This not all point, but dealing with life. A lot of us fail in life because we think of failing. Think about that. Think about what I just said. A lot of us fail in life because we think about failing. Before we even give ourselves a shot or a chance at excelling at whatever idea that just popped in our mind, it just popped in your mind, nigga. That was the Most High telling you, this is what you do. But we like, nah, listen real fast. Nah, it'd be like, nah, you can't do that. You need money to do that. Or, oh, you need to do that. Nah, you just got to keep pushing. But, you know, that take work too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, motherfuckers being pessimistic.
Go ahead, though.
You counted yourself out before you got there.
That was my point, basically. That was my point. You know what I mean? Don't count yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Like, You just really gotta believe that it can happen for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't because that person is special. No, you could be a millionaire too. Like, literally, anybody can be. You know, it's just all about we all literally have the power to control our reality. But like I said, that's a whole different another podcast I got called You Toxic. It really is because I can definitely get into conversation about different type of things, but I don't want to deter from what it is I got you on this podcast for tonight. And that's for your talent, bro. You know what I mean? Anybody that's watching right now that is familiar with the brother, you dig what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And familiar with his history. It's what it is, man. You know what I mean? It's a platform built for artists by artists. You dig what I'm saying? It's to keep it pushing, man. Keep it pushing for artists like the brother Boop and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? We came in with an opening drone with him just to get back because we got kind of off topic. You dig what I'm saying? Not off topic, but we start other areas.
Definitely to me, it ain't getting off topic because, again, like I said, this is for artists, like you said, artists by artists. So no matter whatever you do on this platform, it's still involving the artist. And that gives the people the opportunity to see where the artist is mentally as well. You know, that's like if you're going out and you leading an army, you know what I'm saying? You want to know who you got in your army. Because if you don't know who you got in your army, you're going to make a general. How you going to know who's your soldiers? How you going to know who's your shooter? How you going to know who's able to infiltrate? Or how you going to know who's able to do this if you don't sit down and know who you're dealing with first and foremost?
Fine.
So, you know what I'm saying? I definitely don't think that we strayed away from the topic, though. I think any conversation that me and you have is always going to be for the artist and by the artist.
Yeah, by the artist and
for always. Definitely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, because, I mean, you know, I've been doing this music now, geez, probably about two decades, man, damn near 20 years, man. And I really got real heavy into it. And I felt like probably like 99 going into 2000 that I felt like I was like, damn, y'all really good enough to do this shit. And it was a lot of people around me telling me like, yo, you really good enough to do this shit. And that was at a time when I was like, you know, with me and you had a prior conversation as well. And I don't give a fuck who it was. I don't care what was going on. I don't care if we was making a song in a project hallway bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, long as we was able to record and make music, that was the part that was the most important thing. was just to make the music because you had the passion for the music. And if I if I go back all them years ago, if I wasn't the person that did those things, then I wouldn't have been in the situations that I was in. You know, like at one point in time, you know, and it's like not to, you know, to talk about your past, like, oh man, you know what you did, but that's how I was able to have the situation with the Rough Riders. When I had the situation with the Rough Riders, that's how I was able to do Hot 97. When I was able to do Hot 97, that's how I was able to do DJ Wise and me. That's how I was able to, you know what I'm saying, do shit with like a whole bunch of different artists. You know what I'm saying? I met DNY, met Ronald Isley. You know what I'm saying? I did K Slay, rest in peace, K Slay. He gave me a hell of a jewel when I was younger and shit like that. And that's how I was able to do these things, because I never turned away from doing no music with nobody. So when dudes be like, yo, I got a spot, let's go record, I'm like, yo, let's go do it. I'm not going to turn it down, because you never know. It's one rule. They always say, it ain't what you know, it's who you know.
Who you know, yeah. Facts.
And you don't know who this person know, you know what I'm saying? It was a time when I was recording with a dude named Infinite. And Infinite was recording in Cherry Hill. I want to say it was Cherry Hill or Pennsylvania. I went there, I laid this track down. The track was called Who Gangsta, right? And the joint come on, when it came on, the beat was crazy as hell, but it came on, and I'm like, who gangsta? I'm gangsta, I'm gonna leave it at that. Shells in your stomach, running out of your back, like that, whatever. Niggas like, oh, shit, like, they going crazy over the joint or whatever. And I get a phone call after this track, and I'm talking to Swiss Beats' dad. Like, yo, we hear you, kid. We want you to come out here and do this. Now, had I not took the opportunity to go and do this, I wouldn't have been in that situation. Yeah. So that's just one of those things that I say, like, you never know who nobody know, man.
Yeah. So with that being said right there, on some real shit, because I busted up with a cat. I'm not going to say his name or whatever, because I ain't beef for giving nobody recognition of my fucking shit or my buzz or whatever. But you know, he was like basically like, yo, if you pursuing, like, basically like you an inspiring artist and shit like that. He's basically saying to you, is that if you ain't got 200K right now, you might as well just go on work at McDonald's, nigga, wear a fucking job you working that nigga, and just, you know, go on with your life like that, nigga, because it ain't happening. You know what I mean? I was like, what? Like, you know, and then they had the audacity to tag me in some shit he did with Nipsey on my page, and then it was like 2012, but we in 2023 though, so that's like 11 years from now, right?
11 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 11 years ago, before Nipsey got on and cut off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, we got to consider that. We got to put that in the fact, too, bro. Like, you think I'm saying? And the fact that everybody went to L.A. and never made it out, bro, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I hear you, but, yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, he was basically saying, like, to me, I feel like he was, like, he was giving the discouraging aspect of the game. What would be your comeback for that aspect right there that he gave out? Because he basically said, if you ain't got 200K in your budget, you might as well go on.
But see, that's what I'm saying as far as, like, I could give you a same example where I was over Philly, and I was with a dude named Cheese. Dude Cheese was real heavy with a lot of dudes over Philly. But he himself, the bum. He himself was a bum. He himself was a nigga. He ain't have no money. He ain't have no car. He ain't have nothing. But the nigga had avenues. He had avenues. I remember we went to Schoolie D Mansion over Philly. So yeah. I'm saying all this to say, like, if a person tells you, oh, if you ain't got the money to do this, or you ain't got the budget to do that, I'm like, nigga, you trying to rob me. That's how I look at it. You trying to, because if it takes money for all this shit to happen, why the fuck you ain't do it? Why the fuck you not there? Why the fuck you sitting here talking to me?
So that's my whole thing. So when he posted on my, like I said, I ain't gonna say the dude's name. Motherfucker had to go through whatever they want to go through to figure out who it is I'm talking about. I gotta go through the puzzle. My whole thing is that, you know, you hit me and you like, it was just
a crap. Crab ass, crumb ass nigga. That's what the fuck it was. That's all the fuck it is.
Obvious as fuck, if I'm saying, like, you know, so people will definitely try to shoot you down for whatever it is you're trying to do.
But then niggas gotta try to take your bread, though.
Yeah, you gotta understand that, you know, we all blessed with our own gifts and shit, you know what I'm saying, the contributions of earth, the world that we, you know what I'm saying, so it's not going, you know, going me into everybody's likings, which is not supposed to, because who the fuck is coming anyway? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, on to the next question. This is not me. How long has music been a part of your life?
I mean, to say music has been a part of my life is, it's been a part of my life for a long time. Because, I mean, I remember, like, growing up, and, you know, my mother always was playing music. So, I mean, as long as I can remember, music has been a part of my life. I remember when I was young, I could hold a little note, you know. So I was singing, you know, Temptations. I was singing Motown. I was singing. So music has been a part of my life as long as I can fucking remember. You know, it's kind of like when I was in a situation, I was locked up before, and dudes used to always come to me like, "Yo, what's this song? What's this song?" And I tell him, "Oh, that's the song by him. That's the song by this person." Shit, I was the music Google. I was Shazam when I was in the fucking thing. You hear me? Because I know, like,
fuck up.
The music, music is my shit, man. So part of my life, man, as long as I can remember, man. I love music. I love R&B. I love alternative. I love, you know, pop songs. I got an older brother that does freestyle club music. I love shit, too. But if the words is right, And the beat got a little groove to it, I love that shit, man.
That's what's up. That's dope, man. That's dope.
Not just one genre, you know.
Nah, I feel you. Yeah, you gotta be open, man. You gotta be open because the world a big place, man. It's a big place, man. And you know, when you just definitely cannot be one sided. So I definitely agree with you on that, man. You know what I mean? Keep it moving forward and all that and shit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, if you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be at and why?
That's one that you really got to think on. If I could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Yeah, why?
It all depends. With that question, I would analyze that question and say it depends on where I was.
Dubai popping right now. If you need some help, I'm just saying. If you need some
help.
Nah,
but see, I wouldn't even say Dubai, right? Because it's crazy. I got a kid that's in he's in a part of Africa, right? And he supports the shit out of me. So if I had to say it, I can't remember the exact part of Africa that he's in. But I would say I know it sounds like, yo, you. Now I was on some, you know what I mean, DMX, go back to Africa, shit, RFP DMX, but nah, I would really do that. I would probably do it there, you know what I'm saying? Because, like,
yeah,
certain motherfuckers, certain people appreciate and they respect you more. So I think that I would probably do it there because of the respect that I get. The respect that I get from a person that I don't even know from Africa. And he calls me Brother Boop, da 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 da, this, that, and the third, I would do it there.
I feel you, man. To each their own, man. I feel you. Definitely. I feel you. Africa, then Africa. What part of Africa?
Remember the part. Look, that's the crazy part. I don't remember the part of Africa. I would have to go to my Instagram and look. Where he's from. But I want to say it's like, I don't know if he's in Nigeria or somewhere like that. But wherever he's at, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would like to do something there. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, just like, and then even UK, like, it's a track that I got that a dude from UK did for me, and I did that track for him, and then I had another dude from the UK hit me to do another track with him, and these are dudes that I don't even know, and you know, they hitting me to do music with them. So it's just like, when you get genuine love like that from different places, those are the places that you want to go. It's not like I said, you know, I've been doing this shit for almost 20 years. I'm not rich, I'm not famous, but I do it because I love it. So I would rather go and perform in front of a crowd of motherfuckers that love me genuinely versus me go and sell my soul in front of a motherfuckers that, fuck you, you know?
Nah, I feel you. I definitely feel you, bro. I definitely feel you, man. With that being said, man, let me know what makes you different from other rappers in the industry.
You know, it's crazy. I can't. I'm different from every other rapper in the industry because everybody got a story. I can tell you I feel as though I'm different because I'm genuine. I can tell you as though I'm different because I'm a real ass nigga, or a lot of the shit that I talk about I've been through, but that's what every other rapper did. But what I can tell you is what I feel that separates me from every other rapper is my growth. You know, that my growth and my ability to my ability to advance, my ability to move in with the time. You know, if this was fucking 94 and Biggie was rapping, I could have been relevant. If this was motherfucking Sugar Hill Gang and they was rapping, I could have been relevant. You know, and I have that quality about myself with music, because again, like I said, music has been in my life for so long that I'm able to twist and turn and maneuver and change the cadence of my voice to fit what's going on. So I'm a chameleon. I say it like that. I'm a chameleon with music.
Chameleon. So I feel like that's
what I think.
I can dig it. You know what I mean? I'm a fucking chameleon too.
Hey, look, you said you heard a couple of my tracks. You like, damn, is this the same niggas? Like, hold on, wait a minute. Is that him? Like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking chameleon. You know, I remember it was a time me and my wife, we went to see Maxwell perform and shit, right? Yeah. And this nigga hit 7 different octaves. And I'm like, it's 7 different niggas in him. He's possessed by demons and shit like that. How is this one nigga sounding like this? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He said, this nigga possessed?
This nigga's possessed. This nigga hitting high notes. This nigga hitting alto, motherfucking tenor, motherfucking bass. This nigga hitting all these notes by himself. Like, he don't even need no backup singers and shit.
He got this shit all straight paper like that. Hey, let me ask you, if you can do any collab with any artist and shit, what artist would that be with?
Oh, hands down, if I could do a collab with any artist, I would love to do some shit with Jada Kiss, man. I think that shit would be fucking fire.
Yeah.
And I think that nigga would bring some shit out of me. The niggas would be like, what the fuck? Like, I think that shit would be fire as fuck, yo.
That's a fun shit. I was like, yeah. I would murder some shit with that nigga too.
That nigga different. Jada, motherfucking you, fucking Fab, that nigga different, man. Even yeah. What's your name though? The new nigga, the little baby fire too.
Little baby,
little baby fire. He got on some shit. I think it's called Black Fire. Some shit with some nigga named Fire, some shit like that. That shit fire as fuck.
Yeah, I gotta check that shit out. Definitely gotta check that shit out and shit, man. All right, so as far as your audience, your viewers and shit, whether they see you tonight, whether they watch you tonight or not, you dig what I'm saying?
Say it again, I hear you.
What can the viewers today, tonight, tomorrow, the near future, or in the future, where can they find your music at? You feel what I'm saying? Or what can they expect from you when they
Well, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know what I mean? My YouTube's on, you know, Booth from CMD. My YouTube is some videos and shit up there. Always go to my Instagram. My Instagram will always have shit when I'm in the studio, in and out of the studio. You know what I mean? Always check out my Facebook. My album will be dropping at the end of this month. It'll be on all platforms. Just tune in. You know what I'm saying? If you follow my Instagram, and you follow me on the ground, you see everything that I got going on. And being that I'm down here in Atlanta now, you know what I'm saying? I don't live in Canada no more, so I'm down here in Atlanta. So I'm going to have a lot in the near future. I'm going to have a lot going on in the near future, God willing.
That's what's up. And most definitely, man, we definitely expect to get the updates on that. You think I'm saying and all that, man? You know, I just got a couple questions for you and shit. You know what I mean? You know, as far as an artist, you know, independent artist too, you know what I mean? What differentiates you from, you know, the next wannabe, quote unquote, rapper?
Again, that kind of goes back to the other question is my ability to be relevant. You know, like I was having a conversation with a dude, and the dude was like, you know, it's so great, right? About being an artist and you're not a known artist, you can always come out. You know, it's like you're not labeled. But if they label you already, it's hard to come out and reinvent yourself. You know, that's like, all right, like, it's not too many motherfuckers that'll be a Titty Boy and the 2 Chainz. That does happen, you know, very often that you're able to come and reinvent yourself. And, you know, once you get that sticker put on you, that's like saying, say if Nelly came out trying to do some drill shit. Niggas gonna look at him like, what the fuck? If Freeway came out trying to do some drill shit, niggas gonna be like, what the fuck? If Beans try to do some drill shit, they gonna be like, what the fuck? You know, so they're already labeled and stamped as being in a certain way. Being that, you know, you're an up-and-coming artist and you're not, like, labeled, you can do anything that you want to do. You got freedom to be who you want to be.
Until you get stained.
Until you get stained. Once they put that stamp on you, like, and if people accept you for who you are, it's hard for you to change. And that goes back, if you think about it, if you go back to Ja Rule. Ja Rule was doing all that singing shit, and then when he tried to go and be clapped back, or I got 100 guns, 100, you know what I'm saying? I'm from New York. Everything fell off. Because he was labeled. You know what I'm saying? You try to go back into something that nobody accepted. That part of you was gone already. And you lost what you had. You was labeled.
Can't be a gangster now. You can't. It's too late to be a gangster now, bro. You dumb.
I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, that's my opinion on it. Not to say that's, you know, 100% facts for everybody, but that's just my opinion. And that's the way that I see it.
That's my opinion the fuck too. So I feel you. He's a little sexy motherfucker, but I feel the same goddamn thing. Fuck that. He is what the fuck is a little sexy ass, you know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, you know, this ain't no rush to interview and shit like that, you know what I mean? But as far as your music, matter of fact, let's speak in general. You know what I mean? What do you think the future of music, of the music industry lies?
You said, where does the future of the music industry lie?
Yeah, where do you think the future of the music industry lies?
There's no limit. There's no limit. No, you mean as far as the artist or as far as the whole industry in the whole?
Industry in the whole. The whole nutshell.
There's no limit. I was listening to a thing earlier. They're doing a 50 years of, I want to say it's 50 years of hip-hop or something like that. That they're playing on Odyssey right now, and there's no limit. You got, remember, Method Man just said recently, like, yo, where are these motherfuckers getting all this money from? The hip hop or rap or whatever you want to call it runs this shit. You got dudes that come out on Monday and they're millionaires on Wednesday.
Exactly. So it's no
limit to where the music or hip hop is going.
Right, sorry for cutting you off, but this is why I was asking you, because I figured you maybe had the magic answer for all the inspiring artists that's, you know, following my channel. Is that, how are these motherfuckers making this money? Like, bang. Now, I have a few ideas, but my whole thing is I want all the fucking ideas. You feel what I'm saying? So we all can be getting this money. Nah, for real. So we can all be getting this money, because you can just think about how good we will all be. We'd be no killers in our hoods, no more, none of that shit. It'd be like, it'd tell you, like, it'd be so crazy. It'd be crazy, but it'd be dope, like a dope crazy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, go ahead.
One thing for sure is that in order for you to be successful, you got to have support. And your support has to come from your area. if you go to any artist that's coming up, they have support from that area. And, you know, you address, like, Meek Mill's situation. Meek Mill has support from his area. Even RIP FBG Duck. You know, RIP King Von. You know what I'm saying? These are rappers that have support from their area. And as long as you got support from your area, then it's easier for you to elevate yourself. Where we come from,
Camden,
there's no support for artists that come from Camden. I mean, if you go through it and you look at it, you'd be like, who's the most successful artist that came out of Camden? You know who it is? Ty Trippett, the gospel singer.
And that's okay, but
outside, as far as hip hop though,
Get a gospel singer to be top of the motherfucking top of the chain coming out of Camden shit. We need a gospel singer to be top of the channel.
Yeah, but I mean, outside of that, you don't, we don't, don't get that because within ourselves, we don't support each other. And it's like, I was telling my wife, I said most of these things are based on familiarity. If you're familiar with it, then you'll play it.
Yeah.
So if I give you my music, and nobody else is playing my music, but my shit hard as fuck, you're still gonna play what everybody else is playing. Now let my shit break, and it's playing on the radio and doing all of that, and everybody else is playing it. Now you feel comfortable playing it. That's like you're wearing clothes. You're wearing clothes because everybody else is wearing that shit. And people be like, yeah, that's it. That's what this shit is based on. That's why I don't even listen to the fucking radio. If you turn on the radio, you'll hear the same song 100 fucking times. The same artist 100 fucking times.
They brainwashing you and shit. Yeah, I mean, you know, anybody that's not hip to that shit is just, you know, it is just, you know, just dig their own grave, jump in that bitch and ask their best friend that helped them dig that shit with their dumb ass to fill it up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it is with this shit crazy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I think, I believe that everybody see what's going on, but, you know, very few is acting publicly on it. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, we all see what the fuck going on. I don't think nobody that fucking stupid. You dig what I'm saying? Like, as far as the overall picture, you think I'm saying, like, it's because there's a lot that's going on that we can go on that we can talk about. It ain't got nothing to do about the interview at hand and shit, but it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this world fucking crazy. But
it's just it's just about knowing your place. A lot of people can't accept the spot, right? Like me. All right. If I was on a label, right, and the label, if it's say they pushing the artist, I may feel I'm better than this artist. And then dudes be like, nah, yo, you pushing this nigga, not pushing me. People get upset but like that. You gotta know your place in the world. If you eating, if you doing all right, you know what I'm saying? Your time, God willing, your time will eventually come. It's like, remember me and you were talking about, you know what I'm saying, you call him Cash, I call him Aisha Core. Me and Aisha Core got, and that's the video you played first. Me and him, you know what I'm saying, did that video together. And our relationship is a straight organic relationship. And how the relationship happened was, I heard something that he did. And I'm like, yo, this shit is dope. And I sent him a message telling him how dope that I thought his music was. And he responded back like, damn, yo, that's fly. You know, not too many niggas do that. Like, I got a kid that's in, he's in Brooklyn. Nigga named, they call him Spitfire or whatever. Dope ass rapper, you feel me? I did a collab with him. And he was trying to charge me for the collab. But he asked me about a beat that I had. So I put him in position to deal with the producer. He's like, damn, yo, that's dope as shit. Like, most niggas would have tried to charge me. Most niggas would have tried to do this. Most niggas would have tried to do that. And I'm like, I'm not that nigga that's trying to do all of that. I want to see everybody be good.
They ain't trying to network. They on some hustle shit. They ain't trying to network.
But that's the crab in the barrel syndrome. That's what holds us down because everybody trying to make a dollar. I'd rather build a great relationship that lasts longer, and it gives you more opportunity to have money today. Your money might run out, and you might need that relationship.
You just said the key word, though. Everybody worry about the dollar, but they only worry about that dollar. Me, if I see value in me building a relationship with a motherfucker, I'm going to build a relationship with that motherfucker first. Why? Because it's going to build that dollar that I see first. I seen that dollar from the rip. You feel what I'm saying? Evidently because I seen potential. You dig what I'm saying? So why just get that $1 when I can multiply off that shit? You feel what I'm saying? So that's where my mind be at. When I see opportunity, I see more opportunities. That's how I think.
No relationship better than money.
Yeah, I don't see one opportunity. I see a few opportunities. Like you said, you know, you want to network. You want to build relationships with people and shit like that. So it can continuously open up doors for you. Especially in the entertainment industry, because that's what you're gonna need. Your success definitely relies on your personal relationships with people that's already established in the industry, in any part of the industry. So anybody's in the industry, let you know that. Go ahead, baby.
The first album that I ever put out, it was Cars. It was a mixtape, but niggas in Trenton put that mixtape out for me. I'm not from Trenton. But that's the whole part about networking with other individuals. You know what I'm saying? They put that shit out in Trent. They put it out in Camden. And then the DJ that hosted my shit was from Atlantic City, DJ Do It All. So, again, it's about, like, not stagnating yourself. And, you know, like, looking at it from a street perspective, my cousin, who was my heart, that was my heart, my cousin had passed away. And when we was doing some shit that, you know what I'm saying, we was doing shit that we wasn't supposed to be doing, you know, I used to tell him, like, yo, we can go out of town and do this and do that. And my cousin was always like, nah, I don't know them niggas. I don't want to do this. So that leaves you with a small area. Like, that leaves you in a small region. You know, like you say, one of the biggest things that you say is, you said earlier, like, my reach is like my arms is long. That's because you didn't become complacent and saying, yo, I'm just from Camden. You know, you said, I got into this box because
I said, my arms is really fucking long, nigga. That's why.
That's that shit, nigga. But now, I'm just saying, that's the same. But now I'm saying, like, that's like you said it, like, that's your reach, though. You know, like, my reach, but that's because you didn't stay complacent in one area. You were able to go here and go there and do this and do that. You didn't limit yourself to one place. A lot of people just limit themselves to that one place, that one area, and that limits you as a person.
Indeed. I agree.
That's how, you know what I'm saying? I was saying that to say, like, that's how I was able to have dudes from Trenton put out a project for me. You know, that's how I was able to have a dude from AC, you know what I'm saying, hosting my shit. That's how I was able to, you know, get involved with niggas in New York doing music. That's how I was able to, you know, do this and do that, because I didn't limit myself to just one area.
No doubt, man. Limitations is something that's definitely self-employed. We definitely put limitations on ourselves, and that right there is the biggest reason why a lot of us don't, elevate to the point where we want to be at in life. And shit, you know what I mean? And or this life, should I say, that we have here on Earth, in this space that we in. This earth seat that we in this shit. You know what I mean? This shit so I think you answered the question as far as, like, you know what I mean? What as far as, like, is differentiation and shit like that, like, what differentiates you from other rappers, you know, outside of what you have already explained? You know, like, are you like, you consider yourself a drill rapper, a hip hop artist, you can see yourself a dance artist, like, when you can see
yourself? I damn sure ain't no dance artist. I can do all of that shit, man. I just believe, me personally, I'm just a nigga that got bars, man. I ain't no punchline rapper, no shit like that. I just give it to you. I give it to you the same way that I see it. I'm giving it to you real, direct, and 100% me. And at the end of the day, that's all I can be, is 100% me. I can't be nobody else. I got a joint and a song. I say that's me, and that's all I can be. Boo from CND, that's all I can be, and that's me. That's it. I can't be this nigga. I can't be that nigga. I can't be fucking Drake. I can't be motherfucking Little Baby. I can't be The Baby. I can't be none of them niggas. I can just be myself.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it like a fucking shovel, man. So let me ask you this shit right here, yo. Don't be looking at me all crazy when I ask you this shit, because we all got one of this shit, you know what I mean, yo. Who is your superhero also? Who your superhero also ego? And why?
Superhero also ego.
Yeah, why?
Shit, you know what's crazy? I can't say who would be my superhero also ego, because I ain't got no superhero. But I mean, as far as the alter ego, if I had an opportunity to do some shit, like, I would love to be a motherfucking, I know it sounds crazy, you're about to say, yo, you're about to say what, but nah, a motherfucking, a lichen.
You said a what?
A lichen.
A lichen?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
A motherfucking werewolf, man.
You said a lichen?
Yeah, that's the real name for a werewolf, is a lichen. But yeah, motherfucking werewolf. So the reason I would say that is, like a motherfucker, like, you think about it, like is they live long as shit, and then they can still walk among the regular people every day. But then on a full moon, you go out and you just rip shit. You feel me? So that's why I would do that. And you live long as fuck until some silver ass bullet take you the fuck out of here. You feel me? But you know, that's how I would look at that.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. So this next question comes, says, you think differently than me, bro. You know what I mean? Where do you think the future of the music industry lies?
You said, where did the future in the industry lie?
Where do you think the future of the industry lies, or the music industry lies?
Like we said, like, I think it's limitless. I don't think the industry is, I mean, because like you said before, like, you got dudes that's making so much money so quick that this shit is forever. It's, I mean, look, it ain't going nowhere.
This shit retarded.
It ain't going nowhere. And I mean, you think about it, it ain't going nowhere. Me and you, On this right now, we doing this because the music ain't going nowhere. This shit is always gonna be here.
Yeah, it always is.
And it's so crazy because at one point in time they thought it wasn't gonna be here. They was trying to do everything in their power to stop it. You know, you had people that was trying to ban it, that was trying to say it was so negative, that it trying to say it was this, it was that. And look at how big hip hop is now. Shit, you just seen what was it last year's Super Bowl, the Super Bowl before that? You had 50. Mary J, Dr. Dre, Eminem, you had hip hop at the fucking Super Bowl. You know, like, that's gonna be an epic moment. So again, that hip hop is limitless, man. That shit ain't going nowhere at all. It's too much money to be made. Fucking Drake, look, Drake surpassed Lil Wayne. Goddamn it, it's too much money to be made. Shit's going nowhere.
Too much money. Yeah, we gonna go into another video and shit in a second, man. And then, you know what I mean? It's what it is. This is what we do. You found say this is definitely what Freaky Dick doing shit, man. But while we waiting for the video load up and shit, man, you know what I mean? What makes you different from other rappers in the industry and shit?
Shit, I ain't in the industry. Good answer. That's the only difference. I ain't in the industry, you know.
That's a good
answer. And look, a lot of them niggas, I can't say that I ain't got the money that them niggas got, because a lot of them niggas ain't really got no money. It just look good on TV.
It's still very funny. Like,
you know what I'm
saying? Look good on TV, nigga.
Yeah, you know, that shit great. That's, you know. Motherfucker, remember Ocho Chico said, like, I could come out the house and fake diamonds. Motherfuckers don't know, because they think that I got the money, that they real. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck is the difference? Them niggas is regular ass niggas too, man.
Let's put it like that. Well, we about to turn this shit up, man. We about to throw this video on. Man, y'all let me know, man. Rest in peace, Lil Cousin Jules and shit, man. Because it's definitely
R.P. Jules, man. Shout out Meech too. Yeah. Too, man. I appreciate the love too.
And boot we trust, so golden. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's a monumentous occasion. Glorious.
I speak money in all my verses. My flow holy, I should speak it out in churches. Coke money good, but this rap shit working. Still move work, but I do it in third person. Mama talking God, but I'm looking for street worship. Gucci leather jackets, Versace's and cream loafers. Cocaine craze, speak nothing but the Yola. Took charges for my niggas, no, never be a roller. From the womb to the tomb, I'll forever be a soldier. Certified gangster, everybody knows him. Outside of Ralph Macchio, forever golden. Bottles in the air like we living just for the moment. It's a celebration, the world is ours, we own it. You can never clone it, it can never be stolen. Just a minor fraction, lights, cameras, action. Feeling bad, dangerous, young Michael Jackson.
I don't know it. So
niggas still moving coke. New Porsches, over 200 horses. Married to the cane, never getting divorces. Building up a fortune, empire flawless. Top model bitches, my team's forever ballin'. Pink Rosé, Ciroc, and Remy Martin. Kilo dreams with federal nightmares. The top is so close, indictment is right there. The love for the streets, the Gucci's, the night airs. Fresher than a newborn, rocking the right pair. Ice game unlimited, don't mind spending it. Keep bitches with benefits, just on the strength of it. Never thought I'd make $1 million off of penmanship. Now I gotta write more, just to keep the ice on. Stones on my neck, anybody would probably die for.
I don't know where I'm going.
By a masked man while sitting inside of a car parked on Hull Road. Police say after shooting all five people in the car, the suspect wearing latex gloves and carrying a metal object drove their vehicle to Morgan Avenue, where he can be seen on surveillance making a run for it. Gibson and 19-year-old Jewel Meneer, the mother of a five-year-old boy, died at the scene.
Shout out Meech. Rest in peace, Jewel. Gonna find him. Real riders riding with you.
Look, mama, I made it. Look, mama, I made it. Look, mama, I made it. Now we counting all of this paper, 100 G's, all of them racks. Don't f*** with none of you rats. I fronted for that work, now that money coming right back. I tell them, look, mama, I made it. Look, mama, I made it. Look, mama, I made it. Now we counting all of this paper, 100 G's, all of them racks. Don't f*** with none of you rats. I front a nigga that work, now that money coming right back. I tell them, trying to get me, huh? I bought this money with me. My clip hold about 50, I'ma squeeze it till it's empty. Homicide can get me, I don't tell them diggy. I'm eating like them piggies, got that coke in my city. I'm a cowboy like Blanco, head nigga, I'm honcho. Need my money pronto, watch out for that convo. Riding with my convo, all gorillas Congo. Nowhere I can't go, ain't no way I can't blow. Long as your bitch know, coke in them grams though. What you mad for? This FNL at pistol. Lay back off that dip though, I creep you tiptoe. Man, cause I chip though, I once then I dip though. Look mama, I made it. Look mama, I made it.
Yo, they both stop fucking playing. Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, they better stop fucking playing, bro. They better stop fucking playing. Yo, y'all tuning in, man. Make sure everybody is tuning in, man. Like, comment, share, man. It don't hurt to push that fucking button, yo. Stop fucking being a hater all your fucking life, yo. You motherfucker. Yo. You know you a hater when you can't even push that share button. Like, it ain't like. What you want, a dollar cash app or some shit? Yo, real talk. Man, yo, stop being a fucking hater. Real talk. Y'all know what it is, man. Pull up. Thirsty Thursdays with your one and only Freaky Deke, a.k.a. Snacks. Yo, stop fucking
playing. Snacks,
yo, Snacks. I'm twisting open. I'm opening up my bottle of wine right now. I'll be falling back on the liquor and shit. So still thirsty, thirty. So I'm opening up my wine right now. Hold up.
Yeah, I'm motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? I say I'm motherfucking drunk a little pint in the herb.
I seen you with the bottle and shit, man. I seen you with the bottle. Yo, everybody
that's tuning in,
but y'all better have fucking bottle. They better have pulled up with a fucking bottle, bro. Fuck the bullshit. Shit, me. It's been years, nigga. Like, real tough, man. But yeah, the track, both the tracks I heard thus far is dope as fuck, man. You know what I mean? I do got a couple other tracks I do want to play. You feel what I'm saying? I got a couple other questions as well, too. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? As far as I know you saying you just getting back on track and shit with your shit. Am I wrong? Am I right? Right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right, look, it go a little, you know what I'm saying, a little situation. I was fucking with, Boom. I did that song with Infinite, right? And, they put me, when I did that, I was fucking with Full Surface after that situation happened. Shit, I had got invited to for, Too Fast, Too Furious when that shit had came out. Then I was fucking with a nigga named Spontane from over Philly. He played OG. He was in a couple episodes of, Oz and shit. He was in a couple episodes of The Wire too. He was a little DJ over Philly. So when I did all that shit, they gave me my own DJ. They gave me my own producer. My producer, rest in peace, name was Faust and shit. Faust was dope as shit. He did you know, it's an older track. He had did that joint, Tear It Up. It was DMX, Young One, Lil Flip, and David Banner. Yeah, did that track. Swizz didn't do that beat. That's when I really start realizing that a lot of shit that goes on in the industry, and like a lot of these producers that take credit for shit, they don't even produce this shit. They just buy the music from another nigga and put their name on it. And I seen it firsthand or whatever. So they gave me, you know what I'm saying, gave me my producer. We was working on an album and shit, and I end up getting in trouble. And I went on a run, and I was on a run for a certain amount of years and shit. And I ended up going to prison for 5 years. When I came home from the bed, I had got back in tune with music. I had dropped, like I said, the Trenton niggas dropped the mixtape for me when I was in the halfway house called Behind Bars. We dropped that shit. That shit was dope. We did a nice, you know what I'm saying, we sold a nice amount of units off of that. And I got back into the music. I had got plugged back in with Swiss Dad. During this time, I was fucking with a nigga in L.A. Dre had sent over some paperwork for a song I had did called That's Deep. Aftermath had tried to sign me. They had offered me $30,000 at this time. I didn't take that deal. And I'm getting ahead of myself, too. I'm lying. Before I did my first bid, my man Fats had went to Arista. And Arista tried to sign me and another artist that he had called Big V. They tried to sign us, but I was in jail already.
Yeah.
Then I came home, started doing my music shit again. I turned the deal down with Dre. And I started doing my shit again, started messing with Swizz Dad again. And then I called my Fed bid. Then I went down on my Fed bid. So in total, I was locked up like 11 years. And then I came home. And when I came home, you know, my mind was different. After you go through experiences like that, and niggas told on me. So when you go through experiences like that, and you see things like in a federal institution, and you see how the federal government works, and how they do what they do to put us in the situations that they put us in is a fucked up situation. That's why I made a promise that I'll never sell drugs again. And now, you know what I'm saying, I'm back, you know, doing the music when I found myself being comfortable and able to do that shit again. But it was a hell of a transition to go through that shit. And, you know, being able to be at this point, understanding, you know, fully conscious. And seeing, you know, the potential of what I can do and potential of what I can give back to the people. Because a lot of that shit that goes on, a lot of people don't understand the shit that they go on. And, you know, that's some shit that we could probably talk about at a later date, that a lot of these guys that's out here in the street, that they really don't understand how the federal government works, how they come in and they scam us and they lock us up and they give us these astronomical numbers. And I tell people, like, by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, I'm a full believer in God. By the grace of God, that's the only way that I was able to make it out of that federal situation, because I was looking at ever, and I ain't telling nobody. I ain't got no 5K1s. I was able to sit at, you know what I'm saying, the Jersey table. I was able to live in jail. I mean, like, no ratting, no none of that shit in my system. and I'm home, and I try to give everybody the same advice. Like, yo, nigga, this is what I seen. Like, when a nigga walk up to you, like, yo, bro, you trying to go home? You be like, shit, everybody trying to go home. Like, yo, look, man, I'll sell your body for $10,000, and I'll get you out of here. Like, niggas will try to sell you a corpse. And it was the time, let me see, there was a big situation that happened out north where they dug up all these bodies on 3rd Street. And a nigga that was in the fucking feds told them niggas where the bodies was so he can go home. So when you start seeing shit like that, you say you ain't got no win against these motherfuckers. They going to get you. And then once they do get you, it's going to be a nigga that tell on you. And the nigga that tell on you is probably the nigga that got more money than you because he got more shit. So if them niggas... Them niggas, not fucking shit. Ain't no shit to lose. It was a dude. A nigga said, it's three type of niggas in the feds. I only remember two of the joints. A nigga that wish he told, and a nigga that didn't have shit to tell. Yo, that's what the fucking nigga said. So these niggas is just ratting like crazy. And when you first walk in that motherfucker, and no disrespect to Philly, but when you first walk in the FDC Philly, you know what they tell you? They tell you, welcome to Philadelphia. Welcome to Philadelphia, man. So after seeing that type of shit, my nigga, I was like, you know what? They beat me. I'm done.
That's crazy.
It took a lot of opportunities away from me. I mean, it ain't too many niggas that I know in the hood that, and I got people that. You know, that verify and are able to validate the shit that I'm saying, that was able to see the paperwork that was given to me from Aftermath. It's niggas that was able to go video shoots with me and see that I was at video shoots with Swiss. It's dudes that I was taking with me on these trips, so they was able to see this shit and actually live and be like God damn, yo, like, this nigga is really in the fucking industry. Like, me and Cassidy at the time, like, I went to Cassidy's 18th birthday party.
You are, bro, real fast, but cutting you up, but you know what I mean? Not cutting you up, but cutting you up real fast, politely. But yeah, a lot of people be like, man, if I ain't seen it, I don't believe it type shit, especially from the town that we from. The town we from came in this shit, man. Unfortunately, people's more so, you know, I got even type ass motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, I that's why I appreciate your story and shit, man. And I just wanted to cut you off just to say that. But you go ahead, keep going on what you got to go on, what you got to say.
Nah, it's, you know what I mean? Like I said, I understand fully. You know, it's just, you know, like, you listen to a lot of shit, like, motherfucking Mano. Mano was like, yo, niggas don't really want to hear about what you did because... Well, what you was, because then you'll be a what you was ass nigga. I don't want to be a what I was ass nigga.
Facts.
I'm only saying this to allow people, you know what I mean, who's ever tuned in, to allow them to understand who I am and how I've grown as a person, as an artist, and as a father. And by me going through all that shit that I went through my life was able to, for me to grow as a person, as an artist, and as a father. So without those things that happened to me, then I wouldn't be the man that I am today, and I'm proud of me today. That's all that matters, and that's back to the conversation that we had earlier about being proud of you or being comfortable in yourself, in your own skin, and I'm comfortable in this skin, you heard me?
As you should be, bro, as you should be.
And look, you know the song I sent you, Vendetta? It tells you that shit, like, I'm what niggas need to listen to, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these niggas that you, and again, like you asked me the question that raised me from all these niggas, a lot of these niggas ain't been through shit. I've been through hell and fire. Like, I've been through hell and fire, you know what I'm saying, and blessed with ice water to be able to get out that shit. That's how I'm able to be here talking to you now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. All right, so as far as, like, you know, I know you said, you know, you set yourself aside. The artist, but it is indeed still a whole lot of artists. So, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if we like it or not, you know, we can study these blah and me boots and well. My whole question to you is, like, you know, what artists right now that's out popping right now or just out period, like, you know what I mean, what artists would you see yourself doing a collab with?
Well, you remember I told you Jada, but I mean artists like to say, like, if I could do a song, I'd like to do some shit.
Artists that's popping now, though. Artists that's popping. That's the question. Artists that's popping now.
Who would I like to fuck with? I would like to think outside of the box.
Yeah, think outside that motherfucker.
So like for my style of music, like me, I would like to do something with I like Moneybagg. I like Moneybagg Yo. I would like to do a song with Moneybagg Yo because, like I said, you know, earlier, like, I'm a chameleon.
Yo, shout out Moneybagg.
Yeah, so I know if I did a song with Moneybagg, I would, not to say that I don't like Moneybagg, but I would be able to have a similar style like Moneybagg in that song, but I would still be me. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So I would take that cadence and flip it and toss it the way. I'll probably throw some uhs in there. It's like the fuck with a nigga, but you know what I'm saying? But I would love to do some shit with Moneybagg.
Moneybagg, you just answered all the rest of my other four questions after that, and that was just gonna be like, would you say that he's one of your biggest musical influences?
One of my biggest music influences?
Yeah.
Now, look, you remember I told you? So, look, I'm about to go on my bag. I'm about to go somewhere. And I told you I didn't want to go, right?
Yeah,
so, go
in your bag. I'm in mine, too.
One of my biggest influences in music is Brad.
Oh.
you know, a lot of people don't even know who Brad is. One of my biggest influences in music is Brad. And that's motherfucking Scarface. And a lot of people, Brad Scarface. Now, if you follow his catalog, right? One of my favorite songs by Scarface is "Now You Feel Me." And that song within itself, it was like, yo, this song was so fucking powerful, yo, that it put me in a different mindset. Like, that was one of my biggest. And Scarface is one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, mine too.
Like, so are you familiar with the song "Now You Feel Me"?
I just because I said that he was one of my favorite rappers don't mean I know all his fucking songs though.
No, that's why I said, are you familiar? But that joint though.
Nah, gangster, because I'm a real motherfucker. No, say it's rap the shit. I don't know the name. I might, once you rap the shit, I might be like,
the joint comes in. It's like he says a new. Brings a new problem to a brother. And all I got to say is thank God for my mother. Because without my mother dead, my life would have been a joke. Either locked up, laying dead, or still slinging dope. But nope, the Lord, he had a plan for me. And with his help, mother made a man of me. Then blindfold me to the world we was living in. Taught me how to save my little dividends. And when I graduated, I have a little school money. But in the sixth grade, I wanted to be the school dummy. And flunked out of school with a flagpole. Yo, that shit, like, it was so... It was like I said, I'm not a slime rapper. I just give you real shit.
The fact that you knew that shit bar to bar, that shit impressive as fuck to me, yo. Real talk, man. Like, real talk. You know what I mean? You know, that shit is dope, man. Real talk. Like, I think that you should keep pushing. You feel what I'm saying? This Thirsty Thursday is freak nice and motherfucker. So frequent.
Hey, look, it's crazy because look.
I ain't saying, excuse me, because I'm fucked up, nigga. No, it's Thirsty Thursday. I'm supposed to be fucked up. You're supposed to be fucked up watching this shit. You're supposed to be getting fucked up with me ASAP. Fuck out of here, yo. But not on the real. I already started drinking earlier because I had, you know, if y'all know the businesses and shit I be doing, like the type of shit I be doing outside and shit, then y'all understand why I'm happy. And I am. I'm happy to the motherfucker. I want to see it make other people, or if I can't help, at least, you know, make other people's lives happy. You know what I'm saying? We all want to be happy. We want to all live in the bliss. We want to live in abundance and all that shit like that. But we got to think positive. So, You know what I mean? That's just a little my infomercial. I wanted to just bring it to the show, like some whatever and shit. At the same time, I wanted to let the brother know that I appreciate you coming onto the platform and shit, just as well as you appreciate being on the platform. It's an honor both ways, you feel what I'm saying? It's a whole support system, you feel what I'm saying? Anybody that's able to watch the podcast today, I thank y'all for supporting it. I mean, tapping in this shit, I said supporting it, tapping in. That's because it's Thirsty Thursdays, baby. I'm fucking nice. You feel what I'm saying? It's what it is. You know what I mean? It's a whole motherfucking platform where it's going to be the norm. You dig what I'm saying? We just, where we at? And COVID stroke this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So let's keep on stroking them, motherfucker. You feel me? But my nigga, like, listen, man, keep pushing, man. I definitely enjoyed the interview. I want to ask you, I know certain questions not to ask you because of prior conversations that we had before going live. But at the same time, I still want you to let people know that's listening, viewing right now and in the future, where they can find a brother like you, man. You know what I'm saying? Where can they find your music? Where can they find the videos that I played here tonight? I'm also going to update the description where you can find it too, but I just want to give you the moment so that you can let everybody know what's doing. You know what I mean?
Like I told you, just go to my Instagram. It's BOOPFRMCMD, one word, man. And you know what I'm saying? Follow me, and that'll give you access to everything. That's the same thing for my Twitter at BOOPFRMCMD. Same thing for my YouTube, BOOPFRMCMD. That's what it is, Boo from CMD. And I go by that because I be in so many different places, and I don't never want people not to recognize that I'm from Camden, because without Camden, again, I wouldn't be the man who I am. So I always tell niggas it's Boo from CMD, and they be like, "What the fuck is CMD, Camden?" That's what I go by, Boo from CMD. If I got signed tomorrow, you know what they're going to say at the motherfucker? They going to say at the BET Awards, or they going to say at the Grammys, wherever the fuck I'm at, Boo from CMD. And I'm going to walk up on the stage, and I'm going to say, yo, I like to thank God, but I like to thank Camden, too. I'm always going to give shout-outs and love to Camden, because that's my city, man. That's what made me. I love them, you know what I'm saying?
As you should, because We all we got, regardless of be recognized that shit or not, man. We all we got, you know. And that's bro, what's up?
Move it up, man.
Tom, hold on. Oh, I got this shit too.
He's back.
That's my shit right there.
I'm what these niggas need to listen to. I got the bars and a voice you can learn a thing or two. If I don't fuck with some niggas, this middle finger you gon' pick on. You can take this bar back, nigga. I don't need no co-signer, nigga. You niggas
know the shit. I know the dope.
AKA, niggas getting uncomfortable.
Y'all know this shit, Camden. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but y'all know this shit, man. Camden is always happening, man. Definitely.
That's my shit right there, though. You heard me? That's my joint, man. Yo, I had played that shit right for a nigga, and the nigga was like, "Yo, you can't tell me this nigga ain't in front of a bodega right now, son." I was laughing like a motherfucker, yo. was like, oh, shit, yo.
But this nigga buying Dutchess. He in a bodega buying Dutchess right now.
Yeah, tell me this nigga in front of a bodega right now, son.
And I was this just like, nigga buying Dutchess.
But you know, it's crazy because we got the lingo, man. And that lingo is just like the motherfucking equator, man. That shit wrapped the earth, man. And when they hear our lingo, niggas know where we from, man. Yeah, I tell these niggas, right. You can tell how I walk and how I talk that I ain't from out this motherfucker, man. And I ain't going to never lose that. I ain't going to never lose that shit.
Well, that's how it is here. That's how it is here. That's why I'm, yeah. on some low shit again, man, because, like, they can't handle my swag here. Like, you know what I mean? The men love it, but the bitches be hating. They be like, who this bitch? They be like, they don't give a fuck how thugged out I am, how rough around the edges I am. I'm cute. So they don't give a fuck. They be like, nah, who this fucking bitch? If I was an ugly bitch, I wouldn't have no problems at all. But, you know what I mean? I guess I'm a little too deep with some of these motherfuckers. It is what it is, bro. What I'm saying is, man, again, I appreciate you for being on the platform and shit, man. Keep pushing. Once you got your joints out, you know what I mean? We can talk offline and shit like this, and whatever and shit you dig on saying, all that make anything seem more than what it is online with people and shit. People be getting crazy with the online shit. You was trying to play me. It's not, no, nah, hell no. Nah. So, like I said, I appreciate you. It's like you appreciate me. You know what I'm saying? It all do the same shit. Like I said, I got a platform for artists, by artists. You dig what I'm saying? And hopes that every time you interview an artist, the artists will share it. If they got a fan base, then they sharing it to their fan base and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? With everybody else. So, and that's how I go. That's why it's a free platform. Don't nobody have to pay me for no interview, no shit like that. I had people asking me, you even yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so I got to pay you to pay my shit. Nah, you ain't got to pay me to pay your shit. None of that shit. I'm paying for everything in the background. I'm talking about that shit. It's fun for me. For me, it's fun. This is what I do because I love music. For real, bro, for real. I really love music. So, you know what I mean? Definitely know, you know what I mean? Castro, a.k.a. Shakur. Let the brother know, like, tell him to holler at me and shit. That's
you already know, man. Hey, Shakur, shout out. That's my nigga. Before we got out of here, you know, I already wanted to tell niggas, make sure if you get an opportunity, you go wherever the fuck you go, and you look up the nigga Aaron Shakur, man. AARON, Aaron Shakur, man. The nigga's fucking fire. I put my stamp on him. If you don't like my nigga, then fuck you. That's all I can say. You heard?
I remember y'all when y'all was younger and shit, man. I was the OG. I was still the OG then, like I am now. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I know I got y'all about like at least 7 to 8 years or something like that. You know what I mean? I was providing the studio. I got the in-house studio. And you know, Castro, a.k.a. Shakur, like, he always fucked me. He fucked me on the grave. He did his whole albums with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I want to do this whole shit.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to be like, yo, that's my brother, yo. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect, man. He do side drives in the city and everything, man. Like, he show a lot of love back to the Camden, man. Like, a lot of love back to the city. So, for him, it's not about music. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of his music is militant. So, his music is based on a movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people just... Yeah, a lot of his music is not just like he got an album called They Even Hated on Jesus. Like the shit that he says is so political, and it has a demographic, but it also has a meaning behind it. That's something too that I probably left out. That some people, they just put out music, and that's been my problem with like putting out projects so fast. What I put out, I want it all to relate and have a meaning behind it. And all the shit that A. Shakur, when he drops some shit, that shit has a meaning behind it. So, in my eyes, his music is revolutionary music, man.
Most definitely. I can't do nothing else but, you know, agree with you. And that's real, man. You know, I'm real big on empowerment. You feel what I'm saying? I know my energy be so high at times, people can't differentiate, or it may be hard for them to differentiate you know, like, you know, what side I'm rooting for or whatever, but my whole side is for my people and to do it wildly. You dig me? I don't want to do it soundly. I want to do it wildly. And that's the people that want to do it soundly, that's when they come into play to humble me more. So, you feel what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck. I want to, whatever is to come, whatever is coming, I'm going to do it loudly. I ain't going to do it soundly.
Why the fuck, man? Look, quiet don't cause riots, man.
Yeah, so I'm ready. I'm ready for my people, and I just hope that my people ready. That's all. Like on the real, not even get on like no crazy shit. I'm just real big on factual shit, and rather people facts are in line with minds or not. You know, I'm in tune. You feel me? So, you know.
Look, I'm here with you. I'm going to tell you like this, right? I feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the first one, but I feel like it's going to be a whole lot more of these with me and you. Because I feel like it's a good energy. You know what I'm saying? You know, like.
Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
But I just going to say I feel like it's a good energy. You know, the motherfuckers is camera shy. I'm not camera shy. You know what I'm saying? I got a nice smile and a nice set of choppers, you know? So I ain't got no problem being in front of the screen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too. Like, I really mean, yo, I feel you, bro. I wish I could dap you, yo, boo. But my whole thing, like, yo, nah, I feel you the same way and more, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And that's what it is. It's about being real. I do also got another podcast called You Toxic. It's called You Toxic Podcast. You know what I'm saying? When we talk about toxic masculinity, toxic relationships, toxic family, and so forth and so on. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely. If you definitely want to be a guest on that shit, a guest host. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
our narrative
open.
I'll hit you up, and I'll let you know whatever. Because like I said, Like even after this show tonight, this evening, right? I gotta take these shows. Every show I did from this point on to the last 2 weeks, I gotta take all these shows. Now I gotta do, you know, my little marketing shit with this shit. That's a good thing. I do marketing in house, so y'all ain't gotta pay for none of that shit, though. You know what I mean? Y'all can give me a better deal, but y'all ain't gotta pay for none of that. You know what I mean? Because it's like, yo, with all the inflation, all that shit, they inflating because they just. They're taking advantage of it. They're taking advantage of inflation. Me, I want to take advantage of inflation.
Hey, look, that's like you said earlier, though. You said about the nigga that was like, yeah, you got to have money to do this and do that and do this and do that. And it's people that, and the only reason that they come at you that way is because they trying to get free money out of you. Yeah. Because a lot of motherfuckers are desperate. That's nothing than them sending you something on your Facebook talking about, did you see this new government payout? And all these motherfuckers is trying to log into this government payout, and then get hacked. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing in this world free. Anything that you get in this motherfucking world, you got to work for that shit. God told niggas that shit in the Bible. When motherfuckers, he's like, yo, in the Bible, you got to motherfucker, you going to have to work till you, like, you going to have to work till you back in the dirt. You know what I'm saying? If you selling drugs, right, and you become successful in selling drugs, God damn it, it's still a strenuous motherfucking market. If you motherfucking working a 9-to-5, it's still a strenuous market. Whatever you do, you still got to put hard work into that shit. If it's hard work typing, it's some type of work that you got to put.
You don't. Real talk. And we live too right now.
Yeah, it's good.
This is Shuffle to tell you not off live then anyway.
Nah, my nigga, look. But look, at the end of the day, like I said.
Because everybody not going to believe it, though. Everybody not going to believe it. So let me just finish real quick and make it real fast. So, because I got to respond off of what you just said. So what you just said is that, you know what I mean? Like, look, real talk. You can have whatever you want. And wherever we at right now, you're going to call it Earth, wherever this world. Whatever the fuck it is you want to call it. I'm going to fuck. Whatever you want to call it, okay? Whatever you want to call it. All right, you can get whatever you want. I mean, from this point right now, from me saying this to whoever just hearing it for this, hearing this video for the first time, whatever, for you just hearing this video for the first time, all I can do is just tell you to just try it and then call it back at me. I don't want to hear nothing about what you got to say right now. All I'm telling you is just try it and then holler back at me. Holler back at me in the comments. So my thing is this. Anything that you want, bro, you can have. Right now, I swear to God. I promise you. I don't pray to no gods. I just say I pray to God. I mean, I promise you. I pray to God because that's just habit. You know what I'm saying? But because I re-transformed myself, I realize when I say shit like that. That's why I just corrected myself. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's the universe, the most high. You feel what I'm saying? God can be many gods. You feel what I'm saying? You digging me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it can be many gods. What God are you talking about? The Hindu God? What God are you talking about? Jesus Christ? The Hindu? What God are you talking about? What God are you talking about? What God are you talking about? What God blessing you right now? You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, yeah, you're still being blessed by, you know, a God, but what God? You feel what I'm saying? So the whole thing is being blessed by the Almighty, and the Almighty is the Most High. So I always address him as the Most High. I don't address him as God because it's the Most High, like Jah. You feel what I'm saying? Like Jamaicans, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, if you say God, then that's like a Russian God, a Jewish God, a Black God, a Muslim, whatever. It's a whole bunch of gods. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a bunch of gods. Which God is you? You know what I mean? Which God you asking for whatever you want?
The terminology that most people use is the God of your understanding. So that, I mean, that kind of sums that up. You be like, yo, to the God of your understanding. All right, however, so, you understand it.
Yeah. So, but still, that's the reason why a lot of people are struggling though, because that's what we was told them to believe in. That, you know what I mean? The God of your understanding. But you the God of your understanding has also been taught too. You know what I'm saying? If you agree or disagree, like you was taught, you had to been taught who a God is that you need to be have an understanding from, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't wake up, you wasn't born like, you, I know this God, this is who I'm gonna follow. You know what I'm saying? You dig me? So that's where the question come in at. You know what I'm saying? That's where the let me scrap my fucking forehead at. That's where that come in at. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to, from my own experiences. And I wish I could take these shits, and I'm gonna start doing it too. I can't take it because it happened miraculously. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm gonna say to you is this: is that whatever you want to happen, all you gotta do is say it, imagine that shit happening already, and let it go. And I promise you, if you can do that shit, watch your life change. If you're like fuck that right now, you can be like, yo, I'm living in the motherfucking mansion right now, nigga. I'm good in the motherfucking like, nigga shit. This is not and then let it go. You right? The whole time you was thinking that, you was feeling the same way you was thinking. I'm in the mansion. You see yourself walking up to the mansion, the butler greeting you, and you know what I mean.
The laws of attraction.
Nah, that's the laws of assumption right there.
But nah, I mean, what you call it? We'll talk about that on a later joint. But like a lot of people is like positive thinking. They call it, you know what I'm saying, like the laws of attraction. The energy that you put out is the energy that you get back. So I mean, like, it's a book called The Teachings of Abraham by Jerry and Esther Hicks, right? And it's based on, it was a book years ago called The Secret by a white lady called Rhonda Byrne. And this book is based on the laws of attraction. And it's based on the energy that lies within ourselves. And this is the energy that you put out to the universe. And if you put out nothing but positive energy to the universe, then positive energy is attracted back to you. And that's like when you remember Memphis Bleek said last night, I went to sleep with a picture of a Porsche on my wall, and I'm trying to come up on y'all. So when you do things like that, these are things that you bring into your energy. So like you said, like, I'm in a mansion right now. I'm doing this right now. And shout out to my nigga B.O. B.O. had put a post on Instagram. And he like, yo, I just closed on a 5,000 square foot house. You know what I'm saying? I got a big ass car outside. I got this, I got that, I got this, I got that. He was like, I'm speaking it into existence. Shout out to Moneybagg Yo. Moneybagg Yo was like, niggas was like, why you talk about shit that you had when you was rapping? I was speaking about that shit to get it. So as long as you put it out there and you believe that you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the laws of attraction. And if you go around every day like we spoke about earlier, being pessimistic, man, this is never going to happen. My life is going to be a fucked up life. I come from Camden. I come from the bottom. I come from the slums. This is what's destined to be in my life. That's where your life going to go.
Yeah, fuck. You understand. You have understanding. You got understanding. You got understanding. And that's dope. That's dope. That's dope that it even throughout this conversation. You showing people, because it wasn't like it was a trigger conversation that I planned to have with you for you to explain what you just explained. You feel what I'm saying, bro? So I definitely appreciate you for that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sure people listening and the people that's in the future are listening, they appreciate you as well. You know what I mean? It is what it is, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You explained it very well. It's not really no need to go more into it other than, like, how you explained it. You explained it very well. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have to at some point in time hold accountability, you know what I mean? Have accountability. Accept accountability, be like, yo, nigga, I'm the reason why it's not or whatever. And it sounded like whoever you was building with was like, they accepted that, but they wanted to change that. And that's why they put out that positive energy to you. You know what I'm saying? And you was able to, whoever this is with today, right now, or whatever, or listen to it in the future, shit, they'd be able to feel that energy that was put forth to you. And that's what I got from what you just said.
A lot of people lack that. A lot of people lack being able to put out that positive energy because they're one thing that you said out of that whole spiel that you just gave was accountability. And me being a father to my child, right? I had to learn accountability. Me being a husband, you know what I'm saying, to my wife now, I had to learn accountability. Me being a nigga that spent X amount of years in prison, I had to learn accountability. I can't put none of that shit off on nobody else. That's some shit that I did. I did that shit. That ain't nobody else's misfortune. And niggas, a lot of people, I ain't even going to say niggas, but a lot of people tend to blame their situation on everybody else instead of taking that finger and pointing the thumb back at themselves. You got to be able to take accountability for your actions. Anything that I do, if I leave out the crib right now and get in my car and I drive and I knew I was drinking, if I got pulled over, who can I blame that shit? That's my fault. If I do this, I got accountability for my own shit. And a lot of people don't do that. They want to find a reason as to why this shit happened. This shit happened to me because I was born here. This shit happened to me because of this. This shit happened to me because of that. And that's another platform. And that's another reason, like I said, for like music. And that's why I said, like, when you said earlier, like, yo, we went off topic. I'm like, it's never going off topic because we're in a situation where people are trying to identify with me as an artist and you as a host. So this gives people another way of looking and be like, damn, yo, I ain't know, you know what I'm saying, this person was this deep, or I didn't know that this person was mentally here. And that also opens it up for other people to be able to join your platform because they're able to see other shit that you're able to do. It's like, yo, you know, you're a rapper, but at the end of the day, when you're on a platform like this and you're reaching out to the people, you're an activist.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call myself an activist or whatever, but I would definitely say that, you know what I mean, I'm going to speak for, you know what I mean, my people in any way that I can. You dig what I'm saying? Create any platforms that I'm able to, whereas do I feel as though my reach, you know what I mean? I can have any reach in. Therefore, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, but they keep it pushing, man, like, you know what I mean, real tough, they were like, you know what I mean, like, I see you back, I appreciate the love and all that shit like that, or whatever, but are you back, or, you know what I mean, it's going to be the first and the last interview, or it's going to be the first of one of the best
interviews? I already told you, you know what I'm saying, the energy is impeccable, So I feel like, you know what I'm saying, something that, you know what I'm saying, like, we can do a lot. I mean, like, I enjoyed it. It ain't nothing like, it wasn't nothing that made me uncomfortable. You know, I enjoy it. I like to be an open book for people. Like, again, as an artist, I want people to be able to see and understand why I say what I say or why I write what I write. If you don't have a vision of me as a person, then you're not able to understand why I said what I said. You know, that's another thing that separates independent artists from these bigger artists. You know, these people are shed, locked into these places where they only give you what they want you to see. See, I'll give you my imperfections. I'll give you my faults. You know, I'll give you my mistakes because those things are what make me who I am. So I'll give those to you. I don't have a problem with sharing that to you. You know what I'm saying? No problem at all. And that's what makes us who we are. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me, in my mind, makes me great. So when I walk in the house and my kids see me, regardless however the world sees me, my kids see me as being great. They don't see my flaws. They don't see my mistakes. And again, as an artist, when the people that you're making music for, because you're not making this music for yourself, that's the reason that you're sharing it. You're sharing it for these people to hear it. You want them to get to know you. And the only reason or the only way that they'll get to know you is if you do platforms like this.
Facts.
Man, spitting
up with facts, bro.
I appreciate you.
So y'all heard it first, man. On the motherfucking, you know what I mean? On the podcast, Thirsty Thursday podcast, with your host, Speaky Deep. On and on the tall screen, what would it be like, aka Stacks? Man, pull the fuck up, man. I'm always bringing y'all the dopest entertainment from across the globe, man. Y'all know this shit. I ain't stopping here. Y'all know this shit, man. Pull the fuck up. But make sure y'all pull up with the fucking drinks, man. Don't be pulling up fucking sober and shit, yo, because I don't like that shit, yo. That shit be making me mad, yo. It be like, damn, I'm on my loner shit. Yo, listen, man. Y'all know my shit be popping, man. Make sure y'all pull up. Bring y'all the dopest motherfucker artists around, the dopest entertainment around, the dopest motherfucker models, the dopest actors, the dopest whoever you want to call the dopest, man. Even me. You heard me, man. Pull the fuck up, man. We not fucking playing. Hold the fuck up. We gonna go out with my boy shit because we not fucking playing. Real fucking tough. Real motherfucking tough. Real motherfucking tough. Real. He told me this is shit right here. So this we gonna go out on his shit right here. You heard me?
What you got for me?
So be acting stupid, man. We got some good shit for you, man. Hey, man. I appreciate the interview and shit, man.
Look. I give you flowers, man. I appreciate you, man.
You already know this shit. You already know the motherfucking shit. There's a lot of shit they playing. Hold on. Oh, shit. My God. It must want me to play all this shit or something. I don't know. This shit acting crazy. This shit acting crazy, man. I ain't gonna end my shit off acting all sorry and shit, man. Y'all already know this shit, man. Y'all heard this shit. Soup's right here with the boy Boots. This is Candy, man. Pull the fuck up with your whole Freaky Deep, aka Stacks, man. Know this shit, man. They bitch, you always lie, man. This is what it is, man. We're gonna put the links in the button. This shit. Make sure y'all tune in. Like, comment, motherfucking share. Man, we got some dope ass other shit coming on. But tonight, you know, some other motherfucking night.
I'm only going
with the whoever ready to fight, nigga.
treat me like your wife, you ain't no bitch, and respect me.
Hey, yo, boo, man, I appreciate you, bro.
And woman, perfect me.
You best, appreciate you, bro. You already know the shit, man.
I ain't shit.
Hey, yo, come on, bro.
You post for the love. It's like, no more than Eagle Brown. Those are niggas like he don't. This nigga here, fuck you, don't.
If they ain't doing, they gon' play.
He don't, just suckle it. Make them all brown.
Pussy to be all tripping off the wind. Bragging to his friends. I'm gonna give it up. How you feeling up? Hold on, bro. What you talking about? You sound the pussy whip. Must have sucked your dick.
Michael Will swallow the whole shit.
Who the fuck is bitch?